Chuck Chad Freestyle for Thursday, October 30th, 2014.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Hello. You may notice that the audio quality on this is a little bit better than most podcasts or most freestyles that I do. I am doing this at the big board in the binary studio, and it sounds delicious. Oh yeah, I got my hand on the mixer and my mouth on the microphone. That just sounds wrong in so many ways, but I am doing this just for you rather than for the Technorama podcast that I'm getting more comfortable doing this, by the way. I am not here to talk about the mixer or the studio or anything this time, give you the typical domestic update. I was inspired by Dave Slusher when he was talking about the word just on the latest Evil Genius Chronicles. And he was saying that it's used in such a trivial way to minimize a statement. If you just ate less, you would lose weight. Or if you just exercised more. Or if you just stopped doing X, it just, that's not, I totally get where he's coming from. And I'm not here to argue with him. I agree. And I want to put in my 10 cents for another word that drives me insane. The word but. Yes, but should go away in almost every situation that I hear it in. I believe I picked this up from Mark Horseman at on the Manager Tools podcast, and he was saying that but is actually an acronym for behold the underlying truth. And when you think about it, that's the way a lot of people use it. And one of the worst offenses, I'll start out with my top 10 at number one. One, the worst offense is when somebody says, I love you, but. Because you can pretty much take everything before the word but, anytime it's used, and erase it. It means nothing. I'm throwing it away. I'm discarding this statement that you made. I hear what you're saying, but I have a different idea. That means I don't care what you said. Yeah, I heard it. It went in one ear and out the other, and maybe I gave it a passing thought. Now I'm throwing it away, and I'm telling you what I think anyway. And if somebody says to you, I love you, but, it means, never mind that I love you. There's something else I want to tell you. I love you, but please put the lid down on the toilet. I love you, but, like, no, if you loved me, you wouldn't even bring that up. So don't bring up the but. So what do you do in those cases? Well, the trick is, try changing it to an and. And I know when you're in a casual conversation and you're moving along quickly, you don't always have time to analyze your thoughts. So practice this. The best way to do it is think about what you're going to say before you say it. I know, crazy concept, mind blown and everything. But a lot of people don't do that. Try changing it to an and. I love you. And would you consider putting the seat down? It's just, It's nuts that way. Try changing it to an and that solves a multitude of sins. Here's a good way to practice it. Practice it like when you're writing an email. Before you send, check and see if there's a but in there. I do this all the time, especially the ones that go to my boss or a wider audience. If it's just a one-on-one to get back to somebody, yeah, I give it the once-over to make sure it's grammatically correct and that what I'm saying makes a whole lot of sense. So why not practice there? If you practice in writing when you can give it the extra thought that it deserves, then you can certainly start weaving that into your verbal communications. So get the butt out of there. Like Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure. He says, everyone has a big butt. Tell me about your big butt. Actually, you know what I heard today? I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. There's going to be another Pee-wee movie. Paul Rubens has confirmed that there will be another Pee-wee movie. They've got a producer lined up already, but he hasn't told anybody. Yeah, I see, I used but. And he hasn't told anybody who the director is. thing. If you start listening for it, you will catch it. It's like spotting other cars on the road, just like your car. You never noticed them till you had a car. All right, here's another one. The use of myself. Oh, I got so annoyed at this in my old job that it seemed like HR was the worst offender of this. I wrote Minion Fogarty, Grammar Girl, about this, and she took it to heart and titled, I believe the episode is titled, I made this or I wrote this myself, which is correct. But a lot of people use it when they should be saying I or me. And the trick that my mom told me when I was a wee lad was, if you can take everything off of that sentence and it still works with the pronoun that you're using, then you've got the right pronoun. Again, a lot of people aren't thinking when they're talking real fast. And I've been caught on this. Donna has noted it a few times as I rattle off on the phone. I will use myself incorrectly. I usually hear it when people say, if you have a problem, contact Jerry or myself. That's not right, because you wouldn't say, although some people would say, if you're having a problem, contact myself. It's contact me. I am the one you want to contact. Okay, contact me. So contact Jerry or me, or Jerry and me, or whatever you think is appropriate there. But watch the use of myself, please. It drives me insane. Okay, since we're playing this game tonight, then let's also go on about irregardless. That's not a word either. I am reliving some. I believe Minion covered this one also. I had a VP at my old job that used to do this a lot, and somebody actually, you know, it's tough telling your boss's boss's boss that they're using words incorrectly. But you know what? If you do it correctly, they will thank you for it, because they are in a position of high exposure and things like that will stand out. And if they start to correct it, then it works better. So don't be afraid and say, hey, I know it's tough, especially when they're your boss's boss's boss. You say, just FYI, irregardless isn't a word. It's irrespective or regardless. So try using regardless, and see how that works. All right, I can't believe I've been talking for 7 minutes about grammar stuff, but there you go. The house is feeling more like a home. We're getting more things in, and the things that are here moved around and fitting the way we want. There are still boxes and boxes in the living room, library area, whatever you want to call that, that are in, pictures mostly in boxes that we need to get on walls. We need to have a picture plan, because we don't have wall space for every picture in this house. And we have pictures that, frankly, I don't want to hang up. My niece, when she was 3 years old. Well, good gravy. She's like 22 now. I don't need a three-year-old picture of that. I have awards and rewards and things that maybe I don't value as much as I once did. You know, certificates, attaboys for completing a course or something in Lotus Notes 4.5. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to need that one either. But I may repurpose the frame. So we need to go through and discover what goes in what room and where is it going to fit in this place and that place. We're getting there. We're getting there. It's almost done. And well, is a house ever done? No. I'm still looking for a Wavemaster on Craigslist. I've spotted a few. I need to go check them out. Wavemaster is one of those standing punching bags, freestanding punching bags with a heavy water or sand base. I really need to beat on something. I really do. I have not gone to a martial arts class since September 15th. I am feeling like my muscles are wasting away. Feel like I'm on conference calls too much. And I'm not getting out in the evening. Donna and I have been going for some walks. We've been watching Facebook. You know that I register a few things on Runkeeper. But we usually wind up about a half a mile from home. She goes, did you start up Runkeeper? And oh, rats. So I don't get credit for that one. So I'm getting about two out of every three are getting registered with Runkeeper. Yeah, could be better, could be worse. So I need to get a Wavemaster, put it in the garage, and in the evening spend 30, 40 minutes just whooping on the thing. Just beat the snot out of it and punch it and kick it and make up some routines that we did at karate to keep fit. Now, I did see an ad on Groupon today for a martial arts, a kickboxing course, but it's like 45-minute drive away. I'm not going to that. It's way down in Mesa, and we're not even close to that. So I wouldn't do 45 there, 45 back for an hour-long course. But there is one a little closer. It got me thinking. So I typed in kickboxing, and there's a martial arts place about 10 minutes from here, just down the road. So I am planning on checking it out at some point in the future, maybe after Christmas. But until then, I need something to punch and kick. All right, I'm going to keep it about there, and I will talk to you very shortly. Chuck at chuckchat.com. Love to hear from you. Till next time, 101.